Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like
good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
When you have a kiddo who can't stay on task, blurts out any thought that comes to mind, can't sit still in school, has difficulty delaying gratification or waiting for their turn, and often interrupts others, even teachers, you know firsthand what life with a child with underdeveloped impulse control feels like. It can be frustrating, sometimes embarrassing, and consistently exhausting. Today, I'm talking about how parents can support their low impulse control child, both at home and at school. Welcome back to Project Parenthood. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Each week, I'll help you repair and deepen your parent-child connection, increase self-compassion and cooperation from your kids, and cultivate joy, peace, and resilience in your relationship with them. A child's ability to exercise self-control is directly related to how successful they can be in a traditional school setting. If your child struggles in this area and tends to act before they think, they might also tend to experience big feelings they don't know how to manage, which only exacerbates impulsivity. These kinds of kids need to develop stronger self-control and self-regulation skills. Having predictable routines in place for transition times like leaving or returning home, meal times, and bedtimes can go a long way to helping all kids self-regulate. But if your child struggles with impulse control, you'll need to help your child learn self-regulation. Luckily, there are plenty of everyday ways you can do that at home. And outside of that, you can support your impulsive child's school experience by building a good connection with their teachers. Let's take a closer look. Put the spotlight on yourself first. You'll need to be able to separate your own emotional, quote-unquote, baggage and needs from your child's emotional behaviors and needs. This means doing the internal parent work to identify your triggers and better understand your own reactivity. When you think of your child's behaviors that get under your skin the most, take a look at why that might be. Do you end up in an emotionally heightened state? Because maybe you fall somewhere under the umbrella of neurodiversity and you have particular sensory sensitivities? Or maybe it's because you have certain expectations of children or yourself based on your own upbringing, your culture, or past experiences. And then, once you're emotionally escalated, how do you react? What thoughts go through your head? How do you behave? What does your emotional reactivity look like on the outside? If you're not modeling good self-control or self-regulation, how is your child supposed to learn to do so? Remember that overwhelming emotions will increase your child's impulsivity. Doing the tough emotional work of learning to productively work through your own strong emotions helps you be that calm and steady presence your child needs to feel unconditionally safe and entirely accepted, emotional messiness and all. Your ability to bring that calming energy when your child is dysregulated is what actually helps lower the anxiety that's giving rise to their dysregulation. It's important that when you're thinking about helping your child manage their impulsivity and emotional regulation, that you take an honest look at what you're modeling for your child when it comes to managing your own. you're going to want to develop a parent-child partnership. Just like you do with your kids, try to see your child's teachers in a positive light. Believe they have the children's best interests at heart and are open to learning more about your child. You can empathize with the challenges of working with so many small humans all at once and have realistic expectations of them. And at the same time, you expect them to try their best to meet your child's individual needs, and you'll be there to support them in any way you can in that endeavor. If you're unsure how to break the ice, start with a respectful and friendly, not sure if you're familiar with this kind of thing, but it's really helped us at home. Let them know what your child is like at home and under what conditions your child responds best in your home environment. Share with them the resources and strategies that have been effective for your family. And ultimately, you're going to want to promote self-regulation by teaching coping skills. Empower your child with self-knowledge, like the zones of regulation and Dan Siegel's hand model of the brain. I'll drop a link to those in the show notes so that they can understand the fight-flight response and what happens when the emotional parts of their brain lose contact with the thinking parts of their brain.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. In this model of the brain, this process is called, quote, flipping your lid, end quote, and happens when a person is overwhelmed by emotions like anger, fear, or terror. This is when your child might do things they don't mean to, say things they don't truly want to say, and they may even feel like they can't control themselves. Kids with brains that are wired in neurodiverse ways are more likely to have this experience, And it's likely to happen to them more often than it would for kids with more neurotypical brain wiring. The more awareness your child has about how they can sometimes flip their lid, the more capable they'll be at taking action before they get to that point. Help your child identify what their warning signals are. What happens internally for your child when big emotions are swelling up? Sweaty palms, racing heart, certain kinds of thoughts? Model labeling nuanced emotions to build your child's emotional vocabulary. Don't just talk about anger, but also talk about annoyance, frustration, irritation, or indignation. What kind of sadness do they have? Grief, disappointment, or angst? You can do this while reading books or watching shows with your child. What nuanced emotions might a character be feeling? Experiment with different ways of de-escalating your child when they're in an emotionally heightened state. What do your child's nervous system and sensory system need in order for them to stay or get calm? Soothing sounds? Soft touch? Or does sound or language or having someone touch them, in fact, agitate your child? Consistently acknowledge when your child is using appropriate impulse control, however briefly. Positive feedback like this can boost their self-esteem. The better your child feels emotionally, the more they'll be able to use their self-control skills. The best possible override for kids who have problems with impulse control is a well-practiced response. Family board game sessions can help your child practice self-regulation in real time. They'll need to control their emotions, take turns, inhibit impulses, and graciously win or lose. Before novel situations, go over with your child things they can say or do instead of behaving impulsively, and role play so that your child practices what they might say in a real situation. If your child's classroom has rules, ask the teacher to send a copy home and make a game of seeing if you can learn them by heart. Prepare ahead of time so that you always make sure your child knows clearly what expectations are for an upcoming situation. You can also use low-pressure moments of calm and connection to practice and model mindfulness and mindful breathing techniques that help to strengthen your child's thinking brain. Teach your child about the kind of breathing that helps to calm their nervous system. Sitting up really tall and allowing the diaphragm, ribcage, and belly to fully expand so that the diaphragm presses against the vagus nerve in the spine, which sends calming signals to the nervous system, brain, and body. You can practice mindfulness in fun ways. For example, when the family is somewhere outside together, everyone stops what they're doing and simply listens to the sounds in the environment for 1 minute. When the minute is over, everyone goes around and says all the sounds they identified. Regularly finding moments where your child can practice short bursts of purposely directing their attention to something happening in the present moment, either their emotions, in their body or mind, or in the external environment. If your child is resistant to doing these mindful moments with you, think about enlisting the support of a professional like a therapist, school counselor, or instructor who they may be more comfortable taking direction from than their parent. Another idea an older child might like is to go online and find a mindfulness exercise that they like and teach it to you instead. No matter what strategies you use to help your child develop impulse control skills, you'll find that things that were working for a while stop working and you'll have to find a new strategy. Expect to pivot often. As kids progress through developmental stages and/or if they have particularly exciting or stressful life experiences. So hang in there and stay supportive. Don't take their impulsivity personally. Develop a thick skin and lots of patience. When difficult moments arise, model self-regulation. Take a long, purposeful breath before you respond. Not only might that response be calmer and more connected, but you're also showing your child what it looks like to put on your own emotional brakes, a skill that's so important for them to eventually master. That's all for today's episode of Project Parenthood. Thanks for listening, and I hope you found this helpful. Be sure to join me live on Instagram at BK Parents on Monday, October 16, at 12:45 when you can ask me anything. You can get your questions answered in real time. If you have a question for me about parent-child relationships, respectful parenting tips, and/or parental mental health that you'd like me to cover in a future episode, shoot me an email at parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. Leave me a message at 646-926-3243, or leave a message on Instagram at bkparents. That's BK, P-A-R-E-N-T-S. And you can learn about my private practice working with parents living in New York State at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. And our director of podcasts is Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. See you next week.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta get out, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.